like they used to be. Scratched.
Yes, welcome to SVR, Sid Valley Radio. It's John Barrett here, the old miserable git who used to have the Marine, but I don't live there now. And I'm really not going to say any more than this about it. I often rabbit on a bit about it, but I'm not going to today. I'm just a miserable old git, and I live just outside of Bridgewater now. And, what more can I tell you? No, I go straight on to the show today. It's going to be all vinyl, but these are all original vinyls. These aren't remastered or anything like that. And they are, as I say, the original stuff that I recorded back when I had a pub in Bath called the St. James Wine Vaults. So I try and make it a little bit interesting for you, if that might be the wording. I don't tell you who the artist is until the end of the track. And sometimes there might be more than one track by the one artist. So I'll say, oh, no, another track, or words to that effect. And that's what we'll do. We'll do that show like that and hope you enjoy it. There's not much more I can tell you about it, or is there? I just got to balance up these things a little bit better. Yes, it'd be good. Let's press this play, and hopefully we shall start with an instrumental. And I don't know if you'll know it, but you should do, if you're classical enough. Murphy gets the show off. Now, next one is a comedy record. We've got a couple of these to start the show with. This is the first one.
I tell the tale of a jealous male and a maid of sweet 16. She was blonde and dumb, and she lived with her mum on the fringe of Bethnal Green. She worked all week for a rich old Greek, for her dad was on the dole. And her one delight was a Friday night when she had a little rock and roll. To my rit-fal-lal, to my titty-fal-lal, to my itty-bitty-fal-lal-day. To my rit-fal-lal, to my titty-fal-lal, to my itty-bitty-fal-lal-day. Then one fine day in the month of May, she found her big romance. He was dark and sleek with a scar on his cheek and a pair of drainpipe pants. And she thought, with you I could be so true through all the years to come. For she loved the gay, abandoned way he chewed his chewing gum. To my rit-fal-lal, to my titty-fal-lal, to my itty-bitty-fal-lal-day. To my rit-fal-lal, to my titty-fal-lal, to my itty-bitty-fal-lal-day. It started well because he fell for all her girlish charms, but he had some doubt when he caught her out in someone else's arms. He said, look here, you know, my dear, this is going a bit too far. Then he went quite white and he sloshed her right in the middle of her cha-cha-cha. He went before a man of the law who said, this will not do. I've had enough of the sort of stuff I get from the likes of you. And was she peeved when he received a longish term in clink? In a fit of pique, she married the Greek, and now she's dressed in mink. To my rit-fal-lal, to my titty-fal-lal, to my itty-bitty-fal-lal-day. To my rit-fal-lal, to my titty-fal-lal, to my itty-bitty-fal-lal-day.
The gentleman's name is Paddy Roberts. Now this next one you might know. You might know.
I found my love by the gasworks croft. Dreamed a dream by the old canal. Kiss my girl by the factory wall. Dirty old town, dirty old town. I heard a siren from the dock. Saw a train set the night on fire. Smell the spring on the sulfured wind. Dirty old town, dirty old town.
Spinners. I think that's probably the original as well. Anyway, here comes the next one. Marcelo Minerbi, I think that's what he calls himself. It's all with a Greek anyway. Now the next one.
When I were a lad, I were so glad to go out in the daytime with me fork and a bottle and a cork to help out in the haytime. Or tossing hay upon the mow, met young Lucy Bailey. Said, my dear, are you often here? She said, yes, sir, twice daily. Such fun in the summer sun, Lucy were so thrilling, sweet and pure, but I weren't sure that young maid were willing. Till one day among the hay, we was working gaily. She ups and slips, zummet rips, and I went there twice daily.
Ah, oh, I did too.
Said, dear, I do feel queer, think I ought to tell him. Tain't new bread, she sadly says, the swelling of me belly. Ought her go to Dr. Joe, off she went so gaily. He gave her a dollop of girthy jollop, said, take this twice daily.
Horrible stuff for her.
Now Lucy's dad were very mad, chased I round the haymow. Said, my son, you've had your fun, the time has come to pay now. My girl, you'll wed, the old man said, as he waved his shotgun gaily. If you don't, he said, I'll put some lead, and you won't go there twice daily.
Ooh, time for him.
Well, the very next day in the month of May, held the ceremony. Paid off the vicar with a gallon of liquor, rode to church on a pony. And the village folks for miles around waved and shouted gaily. There's no doubt you'll get caught out if you go there twice daily.
They was right, too.
I did.
Now to Lucy's joy, she had a boy, what a little darling. Round and fat as a Cheshire cat, perky as a starling. Skin were smooth as a cider jar, and they called him Buster Bailey. Betting on sweets and charloquies, and a pint of scrum twice daily.
That little freever too.
Now we mold our stories told in 40 years together, and we often stray where we toss the hay in that old time summer weather. Kids, we got full ten or more, we goes on quite gaily, though I'm old and gray when I gets me way.
He still goes there twice daily.
Yes, the world's all there. The Vag Cutlerin. He died tragically in a car crash.
Bend it just a little bit, or take it easy. Show you're lacking it in love. You know that we're gonna hit the heights, cause I'm sure that the nature fit together. Just like he says, I'll be jigsaw puzzle. What's the
just a little more without you, baby. I'm razzle, what's the hazel?
Came from Wiltshire, Dave D. Dozier, Beaky, Mick and Titch. This lot didn't come from Wiltshire.
There's a man in the funny papers we all know. He lives way back a long time ago. He don't eat nothing but a bearcat stew. Well, this cat's name is Alley-Oo. He got a chauffeur that's a genuine dinosaur. And he can knuckle your head before you count to four. He got a big ugly club and a head full of how. Like great big lions and grizzly bears. He's the toughest man that is alive. Wearing clothes from a wildcat's hide. He's the king of the jungle jive.
Look at that caveman go.
He rides through the jungle tearing limbs off of trees. Knocking great big monsters dead on their knees. The cats don't bug him cause they know better. Cause he's a mean motor scooter and a bad go-getter. He's the toughest man there is alive. Wears clothes from a wildcat's hide. He's the king of the jungle jive.
Look at that caveman go.
There he goes. Look at that caveman go. He sure is hip, ain't he? Like what's happening? He's too much. Right, daddy, right. Hi-yo, dinosaur. Ride, daddy, ride. Get 'em, man. Like Hipsville.
Yes, that lot came from the Hollywood Argyles. And again, now we're back to England.
For my destination,
far beyond the western plain to see my home in Pasadena. Why home? Where grass is greener, where honeybees hum melodies and orange trees scent the breeze. I want to be a home sweet homer. Why there I'll settle down beneath those palms in someone's arms in Pasadena. Yes, in Pasadena town.
I don't think there's any more full stuff.
Tonight I shall have great pleasure, but first of all... I'd like to sing you a few songs. So loosen your grassets, traddle your thrums, let your bossocks down, and away we go. Now I should like to burst forth with a traditional Lincolnshire air. Tis the song of the Bogle Clencher, and goes after this fashion. When I was a clencher's bogle man in famous Lincoln town, I often clenched my bogling fork for less than half a crown. And I would joggle and nurk my boys, as I shall quickly tell. Tis my delight on a shiny night, and a foggy night as well. Oh, once I took my moolies and set them in a snare. 'Twas then I spied a scroper's man, a wordle in a hare. But I was not afeard, my boys, of that there is no doubt. Oh, tis my delight on a shiny night when the coppers aren't about. Although I'm over 80 now, my boggles still I clench. And I will flutter my artifacts at any passing wench. I've tickled many a scribbling nut as on my way I go. Oh, tis my delight on a shiny night at 1 and 9 a throw.
Carry on, Kenneth Williams there. Now this is a real instrumental now. Get away from the comedy.
Thank you.
Let There Be Drums by Sandy Nelson.
You just a couple of days ago. I only met you and I want your loving so. Ginny, come lately, sweet, sweet as candy. You may have come lately, but Ginny,
guessing who this is, but there's a couple more tracks by them as well. Moment of Madness by me.
I call your name,
they've got another one by them as well, but I don't think there's really any point in hiding the fact that they're well known.
Something to say that might cause you pain. If I catch you talking to that boy again, I'm gonna let you down and leave you flat. Because I told you before, oh, you can't do that. Well, it's the second time I caught you talking to him. Do I have to tell you one more time? I think it's a sin.
Original recordings, and they're pretty good, aren't they?
Please lock me away.
This is a Beatles connection to this as well.
I don't.
can't stay in a world without love.
Peter and Gordon singing that, written by Paul McCartney. He's in Town. Yeah, not a bad track, that. I don't remember, well, I don't really remember it, but I am getting old. Now, this one is well known as well.
Mercy.
Osteen singing there. He actually appeared at the Webington, which is just outside of Weston-super-Mare.
Go and find the kind of girl who thinks you're the only guy in the world. No more half-hearted kisses.
Definitely the B-sides, but they're good.
The nights are so dark, you're there by my side. You showed your love, baby, that's all. Baby, that's all. You're all that I want. Mom, I love you, I'm made. Please set
to me.
I saw him a few times in Western Supermare as well. There. We're going to have two tracks now, and by the same artist, and that will be the end of the show. So I want to thank you all for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. I've got my headphones on, so I'm oblivious to the world, really. I've got my two dogs in here with me, but just keep listening to Sid Valley Radio, because it is well worth the effort. And really, that's me saying goodbye. See you again next week. Here it comes. I'll tell you who it is, even Jerry and the Pacemakers, to finish the show off. Anyway, it's good recordings, all of these today. Quite a surprise, really are good. And these were all, as I said, originals done back in probably about 1976, 77, something like that. When I got a reel-to-reel years ago. It's not the one I use now, but it makes no difference. It was still a very good recording. So That's me, so I've got another cat in here with me, that's Millie. So I shall now say goodbye to you all, and just keep listening to Sid Valley Radio as much as you can. It's well worth the effort. Okay, here it comes with the music. As I said, Joey and the Pacemakers.
If you would like to contact Sid Valley Radio, we'd love to hear from you. You can message the studio from our webpage. Just go to sidvalleyradio.co.uk and follow the link on the contact page, or download our free iPhone or Android app, available from the App Store or Google Play. You can also text the studio on 07565 825 041. Or you can email the studio, studio@sidvalleyradio.co.uk. And don't forget, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter at Sid Valley Radio.